I think we're launching this global campaign for clean air in cities, because clean air has a very direct link with better health, but also with better climate and with a better policies in the urban environment. Because to get clean air, you need sustainable policies in transportation, in household energy, in waste management, in peri-urban agriculture, in energy overall. So there's a lot of sustainable transportation, for example, sustainable policies that do contribute to clean air, to better climate, and to better health.
What are the impacts of air pollution on human health?
The knowledge about the impacts of air pollution on respiratory disease is very, you know, we know that for a long while. But the over last 10, 15 years, there's enormous amount of information about how much the small particles that get into your lung and in your bloodstream thicken and inflame your blood vessels and cause obstruction of those lung vessels, very much like cholesterol or high blood pressure. And we didn't know that. And most people don't know that. And the reason why we're focusing that is that a lot of the urban policies can improve that. So there's the prevention of those heart diseases and strokes can come from good urban policies. So what we're moving as a health sector is to work more with local stakeholders, municipalities, planners, civil society, to bring out that understanding of where are the greatest benefits for health, for cities, for climate, and for clean air.
And does WHO have any data on how many people are impacted by it?
A lot of data. We have the global database for air quality in cities. The last update of this database told us how the world is getting worse in terms of air pollution in cities. And it's not the whole world. Rich cities are getting better. Poor cities are getting worse. So overall, there's an 8% increase in urban air pollution. But we know that database tells us where is it that we should be focusing. We also have data on household energy and the fuels and technologies used in the home. And because that's a big cause of air pollution, indoor air pollution, which is major in many parts of the world. There are countries which, you know, 90-95% of the energy of the country, it depends on biomass or coal or kerosene. And those are very, very polluting fuels that create a lot of your health. So that database we also have, both in terms of the household energy, fuel and technologies, and the indoor air.
Data on how many people?
Yes, there's 3 billion people in the world who still use those dirty fuels in the home. They're mostly in Africa and in Asia. But even in countries which are up and coming, like India, which is becoming a world, you know, power in economic terms, there's 400 million people using kerosene for lighting. When they do, and they have programs in India, where solar lighting is a very cheap solution and very effective solution. So I think that we're in a very important transition. And the health sector is bringing their capacity to inform, to communicate, to engage people in the cleaning up the air and improving people's health.